Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya Gedola, our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are on the fourth perek in the fourth halacha. In the previous shir, this is the second shir, in the previous shir, we saw a slew of kashas all over the place, and the Rambam and others. The Rambam's shita here is that a pilegesh is below ksuba lo kedushim. Want to know what ksuba has to do? Ksuba is only drabanan. We also wanted to understand the seeming steer on the Rambam. And one of the Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus, abol isha l'shem znus below kedushim lokem in a Torah, and that's why pilegesh isn't l'shem znus, and that's why pilegesh. Because below kedushin is a surah lahediot, because it's a misra of the lav of kedusha, the fishabal kedusha. Because it's the shame's nus below kedushin. Therefore, pilegish is usher to a hediot. We want to understand how a melech is mutter, how we're matter in the surah daraisa for a melech. How's a melech mutter for pilegish if there's a lav of kedusha? We saw the tshuva of the Ramban that. That even according to the Rambam, a pilegish is mutter to a hedyot. Rambam only answered brala l'shem znus. But if he was miyachad l'shem pilagshus, it's beseder. And the Rambam doesn't say kol abol isha b'lo kedushin loke. The Rambam doesn't say if you're brala isha b'lo kedushin loke. The Rambam says if you're brala isha l'shem znus, pilegish isn't l'shem znus. So the Ramban says that according to the Rambam, a pilegish is okay for a hedyot. And it's a wonder, because the Rambam here writes explicitly, Aval a hedyot aser b'pilegish. So how can he write mutter b'pilegish? On the other hand, what about the diuk in the Rambam? The Rambam says, Abol isha l'shem znus below kedushin. Pilegish isn't znus. Pilegesh is set aside. So you write it's with the below kedushin, but it's not just below kedushin. It's the l'shem znus, not l'shem znus. So one, we have a diuk in Hilchos Ishus that a pilegesh is beseder. On the other hand, we have here explicitly that a pilegesh is not beseder for a hedyot. We had other kashas. We spoke about miyun. What happens to the bias before the miyun? When a girl does miyun after she has kedushin as a ketana, and she refuses the kedushin, are all the bias a bias nus or not? So mirtz Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, anachnu nevarer et ha'inyanim ha'elu, other things we discussed, and now we will go further. Again, this is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol, Hamuflag v'Hamuflag, of Manzitzal. Divrei Rambam beperek beilchot ishut beperek aleph halachat dalet. The Rambam writes, if you're bowl in isha l'shem znus below kedushim like in Torah, frek the kesef mishnah from the second perek of naira besula in halacha yud zayin. The Rambam has in seder noshim. He has a section on naira besula. So here we have 2:17. Omer Rambam, ani omer shezeh shenemar b'Torah al techalel et bitcha lehaznota. I maintain that the intent of the Torah statement, do not defile your daughter to have her be a harlot, be a zayna, shelo yomar ha'av. Father shouldn't say, ha'av lo chiyavat Torah mefatev ones ela sheiten mamon v'av, hareini socher biti ha'ptuba lezeh, lavo aleha b'chol mamon she'ertzeh. Since the obligation of the Torah for a seducer or rapist was solely that he should give the father money, I will hire my virgin daughter to someone, Rahmana Litzlan, to have relations with her whatever price I desire, or I will allow him to have relations with her without charge. For a man has the right to forego monetary rights to him, to any person he desires. To counter such thoughts, the Torah says, Al techalas bitcha, do not defile your daughter. That is a defilement of one's daughter. And the Rambam says, the Torah obligates a rapist and a seducer to pay money rather than be punished by lashes when the matter happened by chance, without the knowledge of the girl's father, and she didn't ready herself for the relations, for this is an extraordinary and uncommon matter. However, if a person leaves his virgin daughter accessible for anybody to engage in relations with her, this will cause the entire earth to be filled with zima, with sexual immorality, for ultimately a father will marry his daughter and a brother his sister. For in a sexually permissive society, a girl may become pregnant and give birth without knowing who the child's father is, and it's just going to be a terrible world. So we can't allow fathers to just give away their daughters like that. When a person has his daughter act in this manner, when a person has his daughter act in this manner, she is considered to be a harlot, a kedesha. And both the man, both the man and the girl who engage in relations get malchus, as it says in Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 18, velosia kedesha. In such an instance, the man is not obligated in a fine, for the Torah prescribed a fine only in a instance of seduction or rape. When a girl prepares herself for relations, either on her initiative or that of her father, she is a harlot. עד כאן מדברי הרמב״ם, ואין שם לסוגס הרייבד. והקורפן המבואר בדברי הרמב״ם, שהלב של אוסייה קדשה, אינה אלא במזומנת ומיוחדת לכך. The love of Losia Kadesha is only if she prepares herself for this, sets herself aside. ולא בביאס ארוי, אף על פי שהיא בזנוס. And not if it's by chance relations, even if it's nus. Losia Kadesha, the Rambam says, it's only if she prepares herself. And not biznus. And that does not shtim, that does not dovetail with the Rambam in Ishus 1:4. What does the Rambam in Ishus 1:4 say? So before, Shabol Isha l'shem znus, below kedushin loike menat Torah. That even if it's b'mikra, you get the znus, the person gets malchus menat Torah. L'fi shabal kedesha. Because he had beer with a kedesha, the harlot. Mamela, that's a big no-no. A major league no-no, rabbis say. Mamela, there's malchus. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. So again, that doesn't stem with the Rambam here in Arbisula. In Arbisula he says mizumenes umyuchedes, and the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus writes that it's only if she's that even if it's baroi, even if it's b'mikra, there's going to be malchus. So the Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, who writes that she has to be mizumenes, that she doesn't have to do, doesn't say anything about being mizumenes or miyuchedes, is soimech, and what he writes in Hilchos Naira Besula. However, in the Tshuvas HaRivosh, in Simon Shin Tzadi Ches, he explains the opinion of the Rambam, Shebemaisa Yechidi, שלא הכינה עצמה לכך, וזינסה על ידי פיתוי, לקה ללב הנאו. If she does it once, מייסה יחידי, and she didn't prepare herself for it, and she was מזנה through seduction, there was no לב, ורק בבייז פעמים, in other words, he just seduced her, there's no lav, and that's a one-time thing. But bebeis pa'amim ein zederich mikra v'hibcheskas sheichina atzma l'chach. But if it's done twice, that's not considered a chance encounter, and she's becheskas that she prepared herself for this, And that's when she's getting Malchus. So the Rambam in Ishus 1:4, where he says that Habroli Shilashem is nos, but she doesn't have to be Miuchedes and Zumenes. Any Bia gets Malchus. So that's not a one time encounter. There's no lav. It has to be at least twice. And that's the Rambam says over here in Nara Vesula that that's considered Sheikhinat Malakach. And that's the Rambam means in Hochas Ishos that if a man's Baal Isha L'Shem's Nus, then he gets Malchus. But he doesn't say Mizumenes, because even if it's not exactly Mizumenes, but she does it two or more times, so then that's like Mizumenes. And Memela is going to be Malchus. So Ayin Sham B'Chivosh, B'Simen, B'Haltman, and B'Chivosh, Shin Sadi Ches, Shatzach. Ulefizo Se Shapir Divrei Rambam, Shebe'emes, Lo Boy Yeshiva B'Kuba Shel Zoynes Dafke. וגם בי אחס דרך זנוס, היינו שלא על ידי פיתוי, לא יקן על זה. ורק במפתה, כוסף הרמב״ם שאין איסור, כלשהו דרך מקרה, ובלוי שהכינה עצמה לכך. So באמס, in order for a woman to be a zayna, she doesn't have to sit in a house of disrepute, if you catch my drift, and sell her wares there. That is not necessary in order for it to be considered a zona. Even one bia, derech znus, hainu shelo al yedei pitui, you get malchus. So that's what the Rambam meant in Ishus. In Ishus, when it says l'shem znus, not only is it twice, but even once, as long as it's l'shem znus. Not only twice, like I said before, then definitely, like the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Nara Vesula, but even once. Why? Because it's L'Shem's Nus. L'Shem's Nus is enough. When is there no Isser? There's no Isser if one time he's mefateh her. If he seduces her one time, then there's going to be no lav of Kedesha. Then there's a fine, but there's no lav of Kedesha. That's if he seduces her. But if there's no seduction and she's a willing partner, an active partner, so it's L'Shem's Nus. So then even once is already a Malchus. And only by Mefata the Rambam says there's no lav. If it's Derech Mikre, Ubelo Sheikhinat Melekach, then she's not considered a Kedesha. If she didn't prepare herself. V'ayein b'biur ha'gro, v'evin ezer b'simen chov vov sif koten ches. He brings the Rambam in Ishus 1:4. He brings the Rambam and say for our mitzvahs, Shin Nun Hei, and the Lysa say Shin Nun Hei, that he's loika al ko bia derech znus. But he writes that the ikar is bida'at Rambam, she'en loika ela b'mufkeres, like we saw in Hilchos Nara Vesula, she has to be mufkeres, she has to be mechina atzma lekach. And he says that's the primary opinion, la halacha. She has to be mufkeres and not just one bia. And he brings the Rambam in his Surei Bia 18:2, who writes, "V'chein habal apnuya afilu haisa kedesha shefkira atzma lekolaf bishi b'malkos lo nasis zayna." If somebody has bia with a pnuya, even if she was a kedesha, she was a harlot, she was mafki herself to everybody, even though there's Malchus, she doesn't become a Zayna. In other words, Malchus the Kedesha, the Malchus of being a Zona, is only if she was Mafkira Atzma Lekol, only if she was Mafkira herself to anybody. So if somebody is Baal Apnuya, somebody, the Rambam says, if somebody is Baal HaPnuya, even if she was a Kedesha, שהפקירה עצמה לכל, so the Rambam here is defining how you become a Kedesha. How do you become a Kedesha? Kedesha is Shefkira Atzma L'Kol. And there's Malkus. So the Malkus of Kedesha is Gatzma L'Kol. But not Lonasi Zayna, she's not a Zayna Atz being ushered to a Kohen. But the Malkus of Kedesha is only when Efkira Atzma L'Kol, Ayin Shem Divrei Agura. However, it's all very nice, but that doesn't stem with the Rambam Hilchos Ishus and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ishus and the Sefer HaMitzvahs is lokal biachas. In other words, the girl wants to say the Yekar B'shitas HaRambam is that in order to be a Kedesha and get Malkus of Kedesha, she has to be Mufkeres, she has to be Mechina Atzma L'Kach, she has to be prepared for this. But we see not like that in Ishus and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There we see just one B is enough. So how does that shtim with the other Rambams that she has to prepare herself, like the Rambam in Arav Asula, and the Rambam we just saw in Asurei Bia, Afilu Aisei Kadesha of Kirat Smilakol. So who's the, would the real Kadesha stand up? Is she a Kadesha if she's Mafkirat Smar, or is she a Kadesha even if not? And we also have to understand the Rivash. What did the Rivash say? The Rivash says if it's one time, Hayidei Pitui, there's no lav. But if it's Meritzona, then there is. But Mali Ayide Pitui or Mali Ayide Ritzaina. So if it's a Bias Nus, what type of Bias is this? This is a Bias Nus. This is not in any given halachic framework. This is just two people pleasuring themselves. So how could it be that if it's Ayide Pitui, Mali Ayide Pitui, Mali Miritzaina? So if it should be, it's a Bias Nus. And the Rebbe Rush holds this Malkus for Biasness. But he says no. Mifata no, and regular and Meritzona yes. What's the difference? As Nerah Mevo'ar Midivrei HaRivash She'ein HaYisur Al Biasness. It would seem from the opinion of the Rivash is the Isser is not on Biasness, but rather, just like according to the Ravid in Perak Aleph Mehilchos Ishus, the Isser is rak b'muf keres l'chol odom d'hainu. In other words, the Rambam writes over there in Ishus that it's habol isha l'shem z'nus b'lo kedushin like a minatara l'fisha b'al kedesh, and the Ravid says that it's b'muf keres l'chol rak b'muf keres l'chol odom. So just like l'das ha-Ravid, it's b'muf keres l'chol odom d'hainu. Shem ha'isur al bias isha kedesha. Ki isur lavo al mamzeres v'nesina. V'kedesha hainu mufkeres l'chol adam. Hu adin ken gedor l'das haramba. El shem kedesha l'das haramba lo ba'el ezeh mufkeres l'chol adam. El asagi b'ma shehi roitza liznois. La'ezeh chayel l'shem kedesha shebiyasa asura. Belav. So according to the Ravid, the Isser Kedesha is b'mufkeres l'kol adam. Because what's the Shem Isser? The Shem Isser is Bias Isha Kedesha, having Bia with a harlot. Just like there's an Isser to have Bia with a Mamzeres, there's an Isser to have Bia with a Nisina, there's an Isser to have Bia with a Kedesha. And what does a Kedesha mean according to the Ravid? The Ravid says it means mufkeres l'kol adam. So the Gedder is also like that according to the Rambam. Just the Rambam says that what's a Kedesha? For Kedesha, you don't need Mufkeres L'Kol Adam. It's enough that she wants to be Mizane. And through that, she is a Shem Kedesha. And her Bia is a Surah Belaf. So, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, the Gedder is Isurisha Kedesha. The question is, what's a Kedesha? Ravid Mufkeres L'Kol Adam. Rambam, she rotza Liznois. Through that, she is a Shem Kedesha. She wants to be Mizane. Rambam, we've discussed this many times, Perek Yates, Me'ocha Sanhedrin, Alocha Dalet, brings the minyan haloikim, and he writes there, habol hakedesha, as mevuar sham shayisuru mashi kedesha. She's a kedesha, just according to what we explain, through her rotzain, that's how she becomes a kedesha. Mashen kenai de pitui, that it's not her own rotzain, she was seduced. She doesn't have a shame kedesha, and therefore She's not included in the Isser Lav. That would be the Mahalach of the Rivash. And in the Sefer of Yezri, of Moran HaGoyin, Lezer Menachem Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, in Hilchas Ishus, he writes Ke'enze. And with this, we can answer the Kasha, the Atzei Arozim, Ibn Ezra Simon Chav Beis, and what the Prisha there and the Ba'am Beis Shmuel there write, the Yichud, the Chai Ve'Lavin, Umen HaToyroh. That having Yichud, secluding oneself with a woman who is an Isser Lav, is an Isser Min HaTorah. So he asks the Sefer Atzei Arozim, I don't understand. If that's true, then Bias Pnuya, Shehi Belav. Bias Pnuya is Belav, according to the Rambam. So why then do we see in the Gemara Sanhedrin 21b that Yichud Pnuya is only Migzeras Bezdin Shel David? Why is it only Migzeras Bezdin Shel David that one's not out of Yichud Pnuya? It's a Yichud with Chai Ve'Lavin. So it should be Min HaTorah, according to the Prisha and the Beis Shmuel. That this is word that we can answer this question according to those shittas who write Bidas HaRambam that she's only aser b'miyuchedes liznus. However, like we said before, there are those who hold b'shittas HaRambam, there's a lav b'chol piya. So the minchaschinuch is very nice. It stems with those shittas that the Rambam holds it's only aser with a pnuya if she's miyuchedes liznus. So therefore, regular Bias Pnuya, you need the Gzeira of Beis and Shel David HaMelech. But we have Shittas that anytime she's a Pnuya, there's a Lav. There's a Lav B'chol Bia. This is discussed by the Sefer Toirat Chesed of Shnei Rizalman of Lublin and Simen Yud Beis. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. She'ein Isur Yichud mitzad she'itochen ha'idei zechshash. That the yichud is not just that we're afraid that there's going to be some inappropriate behavior happening over here, but rather the isur yichud ne'amar isur al guf ha'yichud shel beis ha'asurim zeh b'zeh. That's two people who are usur to each other are not allowed to have yichud. Mitzad shehem davar usur zeh l'zeh upnuya ena chefze di isura ela b'shas haznus shechayil ala oz shem kedei sheshidvar isur. Aval yichudim pnuya koidem aznus, ein kan yichudim chefze shel isha asura, umishum hachi, ein ba isur yichud min ha'toiro. Why there's no isur yichud min ha'toiro by a pnuya? Because she's not a chefze of isur. When do we ask her chai ve'lavin, when she's a chefze of isur? But this pnuya is not a chefze of isur before this nus. She's not a chefze of an isha asura. When does she become a chefze di sura? B'shas haznus. Then it becomes aser. But beforehand, she's not a chefze di sura. Normally, if you have a chai ve'lav, she's already a chefze di sura in advance. Beforehand. So the male, the yichud is aser. Here, she's not a chefze di sura in advance. The yichud is an aser. Because the yichud is intrinsic aser, and not only because of what's going to happen. And it's only aser intrinsically if she is a chefze di sura. And therefore, there's no aser of yichud manatara. You need to come onto the Gzeir of David HaMelech. And with this, we can understand the Kash of the Ramban. Mashidana Ramban, in the Tshuva that we saw in the previous year, we saw Tshuva of the Ramban, where the Ramban asserts that Gam the Das Rambam Pilegish is mutter, because the Rambam only asserted the Baal Lashem Znus, where it wasn't the Yachid or the Shem Pilakshus. The Rambam called a Baal Lisha below Kedushin like only the Shem Znus, and therefore Pilegish is mutteris. So that's that Shuv the Rambam. So in the Shuv the Rambam, he discusses how do we know that there is an Isser de Rabbanan de Pnuya? How do we know there's an Isser de Rabbanan? Have beer with the Pnuya. And in the Tshuva of the Radbaz, he answers that and also in the Rivash that it's included in the Isser of Yichud of Pnuyim, Gzeres Bezin Shel David HaMelech, just like is an Isser Pnuya of having Yichud with the Pnuya, Gzeres Bezin Shel David. There's also an Isser of Bia with the Pnuya, Gzeres Bezin Shel David. They're both Isser Drabban. But the Ramban asks, Menolon Isser Drabban and Bimiuchedes. There we don't have an Isser mi Beis Dinoi Shel David. If she's miyuchedes, we don't have an Isser Yichud. So how do you know the Isser Bia? So if she is an Isha Pnuya, and she's miyuchedes, there should be no Isser Bia. And the Ramban Taka says that that Pilagish is muteres, because she's miyuchedes. There's no Isser Bia. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That by an Isser Derabbanan of Yichud of Pnuya, the rabbis gave this Pnuya a Shem Isha Asura. It's not just an Isser al Biaznus. Because if it was just an Isser al Biaznus, there'd be no Isser Yichud, because she's not a Chefetz di Isura before the Bia. So rather, what happened? Rabbis, hechilu rabbanan al pnuya shem isha asura. The rabbis gave this pnuya a shame of an isha asura. That's her status now. She's rabbinically a forbidden woman. And therefore, it doesn't matter if she's miyuchedes or not. As long as the woman is a devar isser, because she's a pnuya, the rabbis made her an isser, so it doesn't matter whether she's miyuchedes or not miyuchedes, because self calls self, she's a forbidden woman. Only by isser bia yesh lovin, that the isser is only b'bias nus v'lo b'bias miyuchedes. But the woman herself, since she's a pnuya and she's an isha asura, kol bia ba'asu. The name some is Bar Yisoy de Yisul Vidas HaRambam. So by the Isser Bia, maybe the Isser is only if it's a Bia's Nus and not a Bia's Miuchedes. Zay Yesh Lodin. But the woman herself, since she's a Pnuya, the rabbis made her an Isha Asura, and therefore every Bia is going to be Asa. Hechilu Rabbanan al Pnuya Shem Isha Asura. So that's the Isser de Rabbanan of a Yichud Pnuya. The Isser Rabbanan of a Yichud Pnuya is that there's not allowed to be Znus, and there's not even allowed to be Yichud. That's what we saw in the Tshuvas Harad Baz and the Rivash. Shu Bechlal Isser Yichud de Pnuya Migzeras Beis. And Rabban says, how do you know there's an Isser of Bia with a Pnuya? So the Radban says it's included in the Isser Yichud of a Pnuya. But then there'd be a chilek between Yuchedes and Am Yuchedes. The answer is that the rabbis made her an Isha Asura. If there's only an Isser Bia, so then you can be mechalek between Bias Znus and Bias Miuchedes. You can say there's only an Isser Bia and a Bias Znus and not an a Bias Miuchedes. But here you can't say that because the Rabbanan, those are the key words, Hechilu Rabbanan al Pnuya Shem Isha Asura. The rabbis gave her a Shem Isha Asura. Memela, there's no chilek between Miuchedes and not Miuchedes. There's no chilek between Yichud and no Mbiya. We have that Yichud of Pnuya is Migzeras Dot Beis and Shal David. And that means that they made her a Chetzid Yisua. So there's no Isser Yichud Menatorah, but Midrabban they made her a Chetzid Yisua. And therefore there's no There's no chiluk between miyuchedes or not miyuchedes. In either case, there's an isser of yichud and there's an isser of bia. Because the rabbis gave her a chalois shem isha asura. And therefore, every bia is asur. So that's midrabbanan. What about min haTorah? So we still have the kasha of the grof and the rambam. The Rambam in Isurei Bia, in the 18th chapter that we saw before, the Rambam says, what's a Kadesha? Efkira Atzma Lekol, she gets Malchus. And that doesn't stem with the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus and Sefer HaMitzvos, that even with one Bia, she doesn't have to be Mafkir herself Lekol. So that's what we'd like to understand. And Amir Tzashem, in the next year, we will see continuing the flow of Smitaras Hashem Yisbarach. And in this year, we saw the Geder Advarim, that the Shem Kadesh Ladas HaRambam doesn't have to be Mufkaris Lekol Adam. It's enough that she's Roitza Liznes, by the Zechol Hashem Kadesha, and her Bia is a Surah Belav. And that's why the Rambam writes when he's Mone Surah Malkus, he says that she makes herself a Kadesha. And that's only if she does a Miritzona Atzmi. But again, what are we going to do with the Rambam and the Surah Bia? And the reason, and once we have that gather, then we could also understand the Derabban. In other words, the Shem Isser is an Isha Kadesha. She has a Chalois Shem Isser Isha Kadesha. And therefore we understand that the Derabbanan, they gave her a chalos isser. They gave a pnuya chalos isser also, and that asks both yichud and bia. So midaraisa, the isser is a chalos isser shem ishesa b'shem isha kadesha, and there's a difference between the Ram and the Raiva how to get there. The Raiva says mufkeres called the Ram. At least a number of places says the very fact that she has nus makes her that she wants to be mizana, not if she's mispate, not if she's seduced. She wants to be mizana. That itself makes her a kadesha. And then the Rabbanan, it's Mixeris Beis and Shal David, that she has a Shem Isha Asura, and therefore there's an Isra Yichud and there's an Isra Bia. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, the next year, we will see continuing the flow of Smitaris Hashem Yisbar. And this is very, very exciting. We have a lot more to talk about, Rabbi Tzai. These topics are Mayim Shem Lamsof. You know, especially in today's world, where you have technological advances that enable us to get to many, many sources very quickly. So it's Pele Pele Plus. So I thank you so much for listening. And with Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue. We know that Hashem should give us health and life and financial means. Hope we zocha to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.